I'm Tommy McNeil. Reporting, reports suggest that 132 people were injured. One person was killed after a grenade attack in Ethiopia as Ethiopia's prime minister's office or prime minister was giving a speech at a rally. The office says that no one was killed during that rally. Ethiopia's new prime minister had just finished his speech at the rally when the explosion occurred. U.S. President Donald Trump's demonstrated Friday that there is no strategic shift to his overall tough approach to those attempting to illegally enter the country, vowing to end the immigration crisis once and for all. U.S. immigration laws, Trump declared, are the weakest in the history of the world. He made the remarks Friday where he presided over an event with so-called angel families, those who have had relatives killed by people who have entered the country illegally. Mr. Trump, in his remarks, also suggested that those illegally in the United States commit more crimes on a statistical basis than citizens or resident aliens. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Ben Fox toured a facility in Miami where more than 1,000 teenage migrants are being held. He says it does not look like a prison.
What they're trying to show is this is not a detention facility in the sort of traditional sense, right? So there are fences surrounding this place, but there's no razor wire. And there are guards at all the entry points, but they're not armed. The kids sleep in bunk beds, in steel bunk beds, in dorm-like rooms, right? So the doors have been removed, but the lights go out at night and there are no cameras.
President Trump is threatening to impose a 20% tariff on vehicles assembled in the European Union and shipped to the United States. This is in retaliation for European tariffs on American imports. Auto industry experts say such tariffs could negatively impact both economies. This is VOA News. Senior U.S. leaders officially canceled joint military exercises